Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Hi, my name is Eric Kimberly. I'm the CEO and founder of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent ERP consulting firm that helps clients select and implement ERP software and helps them through their digital transformation journeys. And one of the topics that we get asked questions about quite frequently with our clients is, how do I pick the right system integrator for my SAP implementation? A lot of clients we work with have already selected their software. They've already decided that they're going down the path of SAP, but they need help figuring out who the right system integrator is, how to develop the right implementation strategy, and how to help ensure that the project stays on track throughout the transformation. So one thing I wanted to chat about is share some knowledge and share some experience with comparing different system integrators in the marketplace as it relates to SAP. So oftentimes, some mid-size and larger organizations that we work with within our client base are looking at some of the big system integrators like Capgemini, Accenture, Deloitte, Ernst & Young, PwC, KPMG, whoever the case may be. And it's hard to compare those, and it can be a difficult comparison to figure out which is the right system integrator for me. So I wanted to share some tips on how to get to a decision among the big system integrators and among an SAP system integrator in general, regardless of what size client you might be looking at or what size system integrator you might be looking at. So the first is to evaluate system integrators based on competencies and scale. So we need to understand what the global footprint is. You know, if you're a global organization with multinational operations, you want to know that you've got a system integrator that can support your project throughout the world. You also want to look at the individual competencies of team members. So looking at the resumes and understanding what their backgrounds are, where their strengths and weaknesses are, looking at industry experience that's relevant to your organization. And probably most importantly, and I think this is something that most organizations tend to overlook, is the cultural fit. Yeah, someone can look great on paper, they can have the right skill set, they can be one of the best SAP implementers out there, but if they don't fit within your organization and can't relate well to your people and to your executive team, to your frontline employees and everyone in between, it's going to be a rough journey and a long ride with that system integrator. So really getting a comfort with cultural fit is really important in understanding how they might fit with your organization. The second advice that we often give to clients is ensuring that we are looking at all system integrator options. A lot of times companies think that the system integrators that I mentioned early on, Capgemini, Deloitte, et cetera, a lot of times companies think those are my only options. I need one of those really big guys because of the name, brand recognition, the fact that they're global. Those are both good, solid reasons to want to deploy those resources. But you also want to make sure you look at other options as well, because there's some very good mid-market, mid-tier types of SAP specialists and system integrators as well that have similar types of scale, similar types of reach, and in some cases more success and better cultural fit and better industry experience. So it's really important to look at all of your options and at the very least understand that you've got the big guys over here as one option, but you've got these middle tier options as well, especially if you're a mid-market organization. It may be that you don't need an army of Accenture, Deloitte, Capgemini type of consultants. Maybe a mid-market type of system integrator will work better for you. So you want to make sure that you look at all your options and not just assume that you need to go down the path of one of the big system integrators. The third advice we give companies that are going through this process is to ensure that they understand who's in charge of the implementation. A lot of times companies hire a big system integrator and think, we're just going to outsource this entire thing to Accenture, Deloitte, Capgemini, or whoever, and without really taking on much responsibility ourselves. And so it's really important to understand that this is your project. Whoever you hire to be your system integrator is another resource that will help enable the project. But you, at the end of the day, need to make sure you own it, that you're controlling the project, you set up the project governance controls, and you decide how you're going to use those resources. Certainly, whatever system integrator or integrators you might use, they're going to have advice and methodology and tools that you can leverage as applicable. But at the end of the day, you need to make decisions around how they're going to fit within your overall project management and project governance structure. So that's an important thing to note too, is that you, at the end of the day, you own this project, your system integrator doesn't.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
One of the other things that we recommend clients do is to recognize not just the strengths of the system integrator, but recognize what the weaknesses are and where the gaps are in their knowledge base. And I say this regardless of who you choose, whichever system integrator you might end up choosing for your transformation is likely to have some things that they don't do well. They may say they can do it all and they can address all these different areas, but you really have to dig under the covers to understand, what are they good at? Let's have them focus on what they're good at, and let's find ways to augment some of the ways that maybe they're not strong or some of the areas that they're not as strong in. So just a few examples that we commonly see is, first of all, implementation readiness. That's a big gap that a lot of organizations don't think about when they are about to start their SAP implementation. Oftentimes they want to jump right in and just start deploying the software with the small army of consultants that are coming from your system integrator. When in fact, if you can create some distance between the time you choose SAP and decide to move forward until the small army of consultants arrive on site at your location, there's a whole gap there that you can be using to kind of slow down the tempo a little bit, not in a bad way, not in a delay kind of way, but a way that just allows you to control the tempo of the transformation and make sure you've got your ducks in a row, you've got processes defined, your to-be requirements defined, you've made some major decisions around how the project's going to be deployed, what your overall strategy is. You've had time to get your resources onboarded internally. You've had time to start to build internal competencies around the SAP knowledge that would be required to enable an effective deployment. Those are all things that if you can set that foundation early on, it may seem like you're slowing down the project, but in fact, when you get to the implementation, it's going to be that much more effective and that much more efficient as you get through it. And one thing I always convey to clients is, if you look at what happens when the consultants come on board, is you've got this handful or however many dozens of consultants that might be supporting your project. They're billing by the hour, the meter's running, and every hour and day and week that goes by that you're making decisions that maybe you could have made earlier before they ever got there, they're still billing by the hour and the meter's still running. So the way to avoid those cost overruns that come along with that is to ensure that you've got your ducks in a row and you've set the time to create that strong foundation early on. So that's implementation readiness. That's one of the weaknesses that we commonly see with some of these big system integrators. Some of the other examples of weaknesses you really want to dig into and validate that your integrator has deep competencies in these areas: organizational change management. Some are better than others. Some are okay. I found that most of the big system integrators are okay at organizational change, but typically they're so focused on the software and there's so much work to be done just on the software side that it kind of distracts them from doing organizational change well, which is why a lot of clients hire us to do the organizational change in parallel with the big system integrator doing the SAP functional and technical type of stuff. So that's another area, is organizational change, looking at data migration, establishing your center of excellence, ensuring that you've established the internal IT organization the way you need it, knowledge transfer. And then finally, and arguably most important, is ensuring that you have a strong quality assurance PMO structure in place to oversee that system integrator and to identify risks along the way. Typically, when a system integrator is so embedded in a project, they oftentimes don't see what risks are percolating on the side. And those risks tend to grow and the smoke starts to become more intense until there's a fire or until you see the fire. And a lot of times with the right outside guidance, and again, this is where clients hire us oftentimes, is with that right guidance, you can identify those risks before they become a problem and put out those fires before they spread and become uncontainable, just to stick with that analogy. So really understanding that the gaps is another important point. So those are just a few ways that you can look at evaluating your different system integrators. This is a topic I feel pretty passionately about and speak often about to clients and to industry trade shows and whatnot. So if you have questions about this, feel free to reach out. I've included my contact information below, and I've also written a blog on this topic, which I included a link at the bottom of the page here on my YouTube channel. And speaking of my YouTube channel, if you like this content and content similar to this, please subscribe to my channel, and you'll get updates on like this more often. So hope you're having a great day, and we'll speak with you soon.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.